Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
From Montana to Mahomes, his call has been synonymous with Chiefs football.
Touchdown, Kansas City!
He's the voice of the Chiefs kingdom, and he joins The Drive every Monday at 4.
You can't doubt the Chiefs! You can dislike the Chiefs! You can disrespect the Chiefs! You're going to have to deal with the Chiefs!
Here's Mitch Holthus.
Very happy right now to be joined by the voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. His appearance on the show is brought to you by GEHA, Government Employees Health Association Incorporated, and also Silverstein Eye Center. Achieve your best vision and experience outstanding patient care at Silverstein Eye Center. Mitch Holthus, how are you doing today, my man?
Well, doing okay. This is when Monday and Tuesday are all the same day after Monday Night Football, but it's better being at home and better after a win than being on the road losing on Monday Night Football. So it's Buffalo week, and we're humming.
So I led the show with this today, and I'm very interested to get your thoughts on this. I mean, the Chiefs came into this homestand 2-3 with a Sunday Night Football game against the Lions, a must-win game. The Chiefs dominated the Lions, and I felt like they just carried that momentum the rest of the way. They have not been challenged in, I would say, 3 weeks. The way they handled the Lions, they then beat the Raiders 31-0. They beat Washington 28-7. I guess that game was close for the first 30 minutes, and they came out and really dominated the second half. I think the Chiefs deserve a lot of credit for their backs were up against the wall just a little bit heading into the Lions game with three straight home games, and the Chiefs not only fought their way out of it, but they came out looking like the best team in the NFL on the other side.
Well, and we just kind of forget the recency bias in the NFL really lasts about a week, and to forget about where this team was, and yet they kept the resolve, they kept the boat in the water, so to speak, and able to dominate Baltimore at the time. Now that win doesn't look as good as it did at the time, but just think about that game. And so you played some good teams here for the most part, Raiders notwithstanding, but yeah, I mean, you've not only won, you've dominated. Now, the second half was dominant last night. But these are teams, like, if you look at them offensively, look at what Washington had done. They'd gone 24 consecutive games and had at least 17 points. That was the longest streak in the NFL going into last night, and they get 7 points. You just obliterate the Raiders. But then here come the Lions, who are on a record-setting pace offensively, and you hold them to 17 points. So it's every phase. Special teams was a little bit off last night, but statistically, if you look at it, I mean, they're the only team in the league in the top five in scoring offense and defense. So, yeah, heck yeah, this team's come a long way in a short time, and they've just done it in a variety of ways.
Mitch, over the last 3 weeks, so over this homestand, the Chiefs outscored their opponents 89-24. Are you impressed by the offense over the last 3 weeks or the defense with what you've seen over the last 3 weeks?
Well, sometimes the two don't always work together, meaning if you've got a high-scoring offense that there's so many more snaps for the opponent that's why many times a defense of a high scoring team is underrated, because there's too many times that they're out there too often. But this is a case where you have it both working at the same time. And the fact that the Chiefs have been able to sustain these long drives to get 90 plus drives on a variety of occasions here, like three times in the last 2 weeks, that actually helps your defense. And then defensively, you're able to keep the other team at bay, meaning, and this will get into one of the thesis points of Buffalo this week, is the fact that your offense can actually help your defense by putting pressure on the other offense by scoring. And so that's what we've seen here too, is that the fact that the Chiefs defense has been helped by the Chiefs offense because there's pressure of the opposing offense to maybe get out of their comfort zone. But the Chiefs defense has done the same for the offense. And when you get that rolling, you're kind of hard to stop. So I'm excited about this Buffalo week, even though it's a short week and we're on the road.
Right now, we're talking to the voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, Mitch Holthus. Mitch, we've been kind of joking around on the show. I don't know if you've seen it or not, but Mike Pinnell is available. He was recently released by the Cincinnati Bengals. I think he's at practice on Thursday. I know this team. I know this organization. I think he is very well respected, very loved in that locker room. The Chiefs right now could use another body on that defensive line. It just makes a lot of sense to bring him back.
Well, I'm not going to predict it. I know that Brett Veach, who, by the way, had his 300th game last night, and so he deserves kudos. But I'm not going to predict it. It wouldn't surprise me. But I could see a defensive lineman being added, whether it's Mike Pinnell or somebody else, I think relatively soon. Now, here's what is, and I get on you all the time about looking ahead, because on shows like you have, you can do it. But when you're within a team and you approach it from a team standpoint, it really is the old cliche, you know, one week at a time. But it's my Minute with Mitch thesis this week, one in November, and the fact that you're dealing with offensive lines. The four teams you play in November are going to have really good offensive lines. You could argue four of the top, what, five or six in the league is what November is, and starting with these guys. For example, James Cook had 216 yards on Sunday. C-Dot, he had 141 before he was even contacted. So that's the Bills' offensive line. Now, why do I say that? You're going to need all the troops you can get on the defensive line against these offensive lines you're going to face, especially in the next 30 days, because these offensive lines will wear down any defensive front right now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Mitch, I want to get your opinion on Travis Kelce. I guess let's just start with this. I think we normally in the media kind of always laugh whenever an athlete says that they are in the best shape of their life. And you hear that for a 35, 36-year-old like Travis Kelce. It's like, oh, okay. He might have actually been telling the truth. Like, I think Kelce has a lot of juice left. He maybe had a little bit more juice left than I gave him credit for at the very beginning of the season. I think he's been really helped by all of the pieces and all the weapons around him. And Patrick has said this numerous times, but I also think it's something that you see. I think this team and this offense, I think they like each other. I think they like playing together. Where I was ready to push him towards retirement, I think a lot of people were ready to push him to retirement. This is going to be his last season. I think with the way things are going, with the way that he looks, with how together this team is, I'm not completely ruling out the possibility that Kelce won't sign a one-year deal and play again next season, especially if this team keeps the same philosophy and brings a lot of those same players back next year.
Well, he's zeroing in on 12,000 snaps, and so that's a factor. But and we get into this tonight in the Kingdom Show during the Andy Reid segment, and I think it's going to be worth a listen, because what's terrifying to opposing defenses now is what happened last night. Because Travis Kelce had 99 yards in receiving, and in two of his four catches, he wasn't even a design target. The check down throw for 38 yards, he's staying in the block, and the chip and release, you can't have a guy now defensively that's spying Kelce on a chip and release. You can't, because too many planets are flying by you. If you're a linebacker or safety, and teams would do this, they would sit there and shade him or double cover him, or if he stays in the block, they're waiting for him to release. We know you're coming out somewhere. We're going to find you. You can't do that now, because then you're going to be single covered all in the back end, and you're going to have dudes flying around like a Roman candle shooting out. And so teams have got to drop into coverage more, and Kelce's going to be more applicable to do what he did last night, and that is, oh, yeah, we'll just dump at the Kelce, and you got all kinds of room to run because everybody else has so much stuff to worry about. We dive into that tonight on the Kingdom Show. But that was what came to me last night, was Kelce is helped by all these other guys and all these other weapons as much as Mahomes is.
We were talking about this earlier, Mitch, how on the television they showed this graphic where they showed where Kelce was ranked. So he has 83 touchdowns. Priest had 83 touchdowns. And I believe Tony Gonzalez had 78. And a lot of people were focusing in on Travis Kelce, and I certainly get it. I was more focused in on Priest Holmes, and that Priest Holmes did a majority of that damage in four seasons. I know you had a front row seat for it. I don't know if we still to this day don't talk nearly enough about how there was a three and a half year stretch where Priest Holmes was as good as any running back in the history of the National Football League.
He also might have had the best offensive line in the history of the National Football League, or one of the top three or five. The fact that you had either Chiefs Ring of Honor guys or Pro Football Hall of Famers. Excuse me. You've got, you know, Will Shields, Willie Roaf, Pro Football Hall of Fame. You talk about yards before contact. Go back and look at those games and see how many yards Priest had before somebody even touched him. Because you even had Jason Dunn. You had these big blockers up front that would give him room, and he's got 4 yards when he gets the ball. Now, he did an excellent job. He had a nose for the end zone. He could break tackles, but you had the double whammy of, man, you got room to go even before you get hit, and then you can break a tackle, and now you really got something. But it goes back. We don't talk enough about offensive lines. We just don't. Seems boring, but it's not. If you just really analyze offensive lines and how they work, and that's why I appreciate what the Chiefs are doing right now, because Mike Caliendo is doing a really good job. Kingsley Suamaitia is growing up right in front of you. And the tackles, for the most part, Jalen Moore got a school last night some, but Juwan Taylor's having some good moments, a really good, a whole bunch of good moments here over the last month of the season. So, yes, Priest deserves some attention, but when you talk about Priest, it should be the next paragraph or a sentence later to talk about really what was one of the best offensive lines in the history of the league.
Right now, we're talking to Mitch Holtz, voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. His interview is brought to you by GEHA, Government Employees Health Association, also by Silverstein Eye Center. Achieve your best vision and experience outstanding patient care at Silverstein Eye Center. Mitch, I was thinking this as I was watching the game. I don't really know how you stop Rice in this offense. Just when you think of the creativity and how they use him and how they move him around and how the Chiefs are just dedicated to making sure that he touches the ball 5 to 8 times, I just don't really know how you slow that player down. Like, they have been very, very smart so far in his first 2 games and just very creative in how they get him the ball and getting him the ball in space. I think we all knew adding him to this offense what it could mean, but just now seeing how much more comfortable he feels, how much comfortable they feel using him in the offense, he seems like a player that's really difficult to try to game plan against.
And it ain't even started. It ain't even started. There's so much more that the Chiefs plan to do with him. And I'm not giving away government secrets because I don't know all of it, but I have seen a lot of it. And it is being using Coach Reed's ingenuity and Matt Nagy's ingenuity and right down the line with the offensive staff, David Girardi. But you're right. But because of his skill set, he can do 100 different things. And it's not just location, but it's formation. And then tricking a defense a little bit. And these matchup zones, I told you, and they were running it last night. Dana was talking about this even when we were in break, where teams will show you zone and then lack on demand. The post-snap read is different. Or it'll change during the course of a play. It's like a matchup zone in basketball. I play zone, show you zone, but wait a minute. Once you start running zone offense, now all of a sudden I lock on man, and you've got to adjust as an offense. So he is a perfect example of a beater who can take care of that just because you can get him isolated in a variety of ways and touching the ball in a variety of ways, and you can crush that kind of matchup defensive approach.
Mitch, what do you guys have planned for Chiefs Kingdom tonight?
Yeah, we'll hear from Coach Reed, but also Dante Hall. Why not have Dante Hall in? And a lot of Priest, a lot of those touchdowns, those guys got the ball in really good field position. If Dante wasn't returning kicks, he's taking it out to the 40. Think of what the Commanders did last night in their kickoff return game, or what the Jaguars did in their kickoff return game. You get the ball at the 40 or the 38, 42, your numbers go way up on scoring. Dante Hall had way more of an impact on those offensive teams than just getting the punt or kickoff returns for touchdowns. He created field position. But he stayed very, very closely connected to the team. And so this current team. So he's perfect to have on, especially going into Buffalo week. That'll be at the Hy-Vee in Raytown. So we'll wedge you in there. We'll find some room for you. But X Factor, baby, it's going to be the human joystick.
All right, Mitch, hey, you know what? You don't sound like you're 100%. I know you got a busy week. You got a big game. So while you're at the Hy-Vee, I want you to pick up some honey. I want you to pick up some tea.
You got it.
Everybody needs you 100% for Sunday.
Late night, early morning. It's Monday and Tuesday all in the same day.
Absolutely.
So that's what we got.
Absolutely. Right, that is Mitch Holtz, voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, joining us on the show today. I would have kept Mitch a little bit longer, but Mitch didn't sound like himself. I don't want to contribute to this. Mitch has got a very, very busy week. I want to tell Mitch to take Wednesday off, just rest, get yourself some fluids. We need Mitch talking about the sweet nectar of the end zone. I need Mitch 100% for the game, Rob. Ain't that right?
Especially considering I think it's going to be cold in Buffalo. I don't know the weather, but I'm just guessing.
I'm going on a limb.
It ain't going to be a sunny oasis, so you need to be at your top health when you head to that frozen tundra, no matter what time of year.
Yeah, 100%, man. I want to make sure that Mitch is 100%, man. So happy to have Mitch Holtz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.